Hello, I'm Father Mark Powell, and this is Hometown Voices. This installment, the only hometown voice, will be mine, because we'll feature the audio postcard from someone far away, Nova Scotia, Canada, actually. Jim T. Lindsay, poet, author, and sailor, lives in the tiny seaside fishing village of Prospect, near Halifax. This piece first appeared as a written reflection in Orion magazine. It's here read, with the author's permission, by yours truly, with sound and effects added. The Granite Coast is not a soft place to live. Those who love its wild beauty often flee its exacting embrace. The howl of the wind can become too familiar, and the salt spray can eat through the car where the rust proofing won't reach. Winters are long. Shipwrecks are legion. Why do some remain? Well, I love this place so much that I'm willing to embrace its challenges. It's very much like a marriage. The beauty you escort to the altar may have a terrible temper, and you can leave her and settle for something else, or you can make riding the waves of her passion a part of your passion. You can grow old together, which is a singular bliss. In the North Atlantic, off my stretch of the Granite Coast, near the village of Prospect, Nova Scotia, I take my 16-foot dory into sunshine and fog, flat calms and whitecaps, rain and snow, day and night. Conditions that are expressed by the vast ocean, just as varying emotions are expressed by the vast expanse of the mind. Indoors, if the power goes out. I can cook on my wood stove. Listen to surf instead of the stereo. Watch the wind on the water instead of a movie. All of this has taught me equanimity, a joy that comes from within and can be tapped anytime. Ghost stories abound here, and you know why? Because ghosts are often spirits so attached to their home, they can't bear to move on. I tell the ghosts in my basement that I sympathize, and that they're welcome to stay as long as they behave themselves. The compromise seems to be working. That was an audio postcard from Nova Scotia, Canada, by Jim T. Lindsay, read by me, Father Mark Powell. As a side note to Jim's piece, all sound effects, seagulls, cormorants, pounding surf, windstorm, were all recorded in or near Jim's own region in Canada, so what you heard was very much what his home actually sounds like. I found the sounds on a marvelous website called Freesound, dedicated to preserving and sharing and celebrating natural and artfully crafted sounds and audio effects from amateurs and professionals around the world. Freesound.org. Check it out. If you're an audio geek like myself, you'll love it and lose 2 hours sampling sounds there before you even notice. Speaking of sounds, a thank you to these entertainingly nicknamed Freesound contributors for their help this week. Puniho, Roscoe Tune, Duck Duck Pony, Spencer Holtaway, Juska Dink, and Studio 2003. And thanks also to all of you for listening. I'm Father Mark Powell, and this has been Hometown Voices. Until next time, keep telling stories. They tell us who we are.